I want to sing it the way we used to sing it in my former church. Woda so yeah, oh nami, woda shada, woda so, oh nami, woda. Raise your hands. Tibramo, would you have and then it da 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 da. Oh, would you lift up your hands? Oh, God, yes, before your best of all. Raise it so high, raise it. I'm Sano.
Sing along. Sing along.
Oh, crap.
Somebody worship the Lord and love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Blessing after the end of this this afternoon. You and I know God is all that matters. Jesus is all that matters. So as we zoom in, I would like you to soak yourself deeply as this song is playing. Don't you meditate, focus on Jesus, the altar and peace of our faith. And tell God to cleanse you, tell God to forgive you the sins that you've committed.
I'll put you in front,
away your iniquity,
in front so of my melody. You are all that matters.
Whatever message
you are all
is about delivering
man
to you this afternoon,
I'll make room for two. You and I.
Making room for two.
You are all
you and Jesus.
Man.
You are just telling Jesus that He is all that matters. That so you are surrounding to Him as of this moment. That whatever
you are
thing
all
that
you
come for, it should forgive you. Let me see you,
you are all
appreciating God. Let me see you praising God. Let me see you dancing.
You are all that praising emojis.
That signifies that you are really indeed about to surrender to Him.
What would I give if I don't have you my life? What would I give? If you take the Holy Ghost, what would I become?
So, Father, God bless you for joining. I appreciate you.
What would I be said of me
if you didn't hold on to the
Lord? Now I've come to realize that
you are all that I am.
You are all that I am. You are all the night. Hey, I'll put you in front, in front of my melody. You are all the
night.
I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all the night. favor all the time.
For us, they are testing for us.
Is it the house or is it the car? I'll give them all to you. Is it the name or is it the faith? I'm nothing without you. What would I become of me if I didn't see your light? What would have been said of me if you didn't hold my hand? Now I've come to realize that you are all I am. You are all the man. How could you in front of my enemy? You are all the man.
You are all the man.
I don't believe us in the house tonight. I'll make room for two.
Inanya, God bless you.
You and I appreciate
you for joining me. I salute you.
You are all the night.
You are all the night.
You are all
the night. God bless you. God bless you.
I wish you could hear
sharing,
you sing it
sharing,
out.
Keep sharing. For our set time of miracle has come. I don't know what God has purpose for you.
If it matters to you tonight, can you lift up those hands and speak in other tongues and blast in other tongues as you worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who made all things new, the one who made it possible for us to be here today?
Jesus! Father, thank you. You matter to us.
Can you lift up your hands and begin to speak in other tongues tonight? I wish you can say things, physical things to God tonight. Tell him that is all that matters to you. Tell him that silver or gold cannot take his place. Tell him sweet things tonight. I thank God for those who are worshiping. Open up your mouth to Jesus. Open up your mouth and lift up your voice. I want to hear people tonight who are ready to take the name of Jesus.
Jesus, you are the master to us this afternoon.
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. No matter what men bring to me. Can we begin to have koinonia tonight? Can we begin to have koinonia tonight? Can I hear people tonight who want to speak mysteries? The power of God is so heavy in this place. The spirit of the prophetic. Now begin to talk to God. Now begin to tell him what you need.
Open up your mouth and let it fill you. Out of the belly, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Can you open up your mouth tonight? What will I live for if I don't have you? What will I give?
I'm telling you this afternoon that our God is too faithful. It's too faithful. It's too faithful. It's too faithful to disappoint you. It's too faithful to deny you of your miracle, to deny you of your breakthrough. He's a God that we serve. It's a covenant keeping God. As we begin sharing, as we share and invite friends and friends to invite friends, let us continue soaking ourselves deeply at the background song. And meditate upon what God
yesterday,
is for this afternoon.
Today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never go, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me.
So we're going to take our scripture.
You're too faithful to disappoint me.
John chapter 11, 38 to 46. If somebody can capture that and place on the platform for us, John 11, 38 to 46.
You're too faithful to fail me.
The scripture will be taken from John 11, 38. So can somebody capture and paste for us? John 11, 38 to 46. John chapter 11, the verse 38-36. This afternoon, we are not going to limit ourselves to miss the supernatural. Because there's a limitation to what everybody can do or where we can go. But I'm here to tell you this afternoon. If you will not limit yourself, you will meet the supernatural. But if you limit yourself, you will miss the supernatural. This afternoon, we are going to look at doing what we do to drop in our miracle. Hallelujah. So somewhat of the scripture. Today, we can do
too loving to leave me.
thank you. God bless 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 you. But shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon, this moment. Lord, God, you are too faithful to fail us and to disappoint us. Once again, in your calendar, you've written that we have to meet today. Father, the mere fact, Father, we connect on this platform and we continue to share to invite friends, we leave the keys to our miracles to us. We leave the keys to our breakthrough to us. Father, we are going to be a good listener to your word. And therefore, do not deny us our blessings. Do not deny us our breakthrough. Father, Lord, I pray that lift me aside and replace in me your Holy Spirit. I'm just a mere mortal. God, speak through me. Let the Holy Spirit take control. We surrender ourselves unto you. Whatever thing that we've done, that will block our miracle, that will block our set appointed time, Lord, we surrender all to you. May your name continue to be glorified. In the name of Jesus, we pray this moment with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you. God bless you, Lydia. You know, life is full of this, that, or things that cannot be seen with the naked eyes. But the God that we worship sees beyond what we humans can see. Okay? So, we human beings, we tend to always limit, or we have a limit. But the God that we serve is a supernatural God, so He goes beyond the supernatural. Now, many a times we are waiting for God to release the key to us or release our miracles to us. But we have forgotten that the keys to our miracles, the set appointed time to our breakthroughs, are within our limits. We are holding on to those. And this morning, we on a different platform, we noticed and we shared that until we make a move, God is not going to move. Until God sees that we are ready, He is not going to unfold our mysteries to us. Many of us, we are not ready. Many of us, we tend to be comfortable within our zones. So we find it difficult living certain attitudes and certain natures of us. And the moment we do that, we are limiting God's blessings. We are blocking those miracles that need to come on our way. The scripture, John chapter 11, we know it's a story about Lazarus, the death of Lazarus, and you know, the processes in which Jesus went through in resurrecting Lazarus. And the verse 38, we say that Jesus once more, deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. So the question here, why is it that there was a block or a cave to the entrance? There's a stone laid by the entrance. So we've come to realization that in life, whatever we are going through, it is a test for us to pass the next exams or to grab our miracle. So the stone that was laid in front of Lazarus' tomb was in itself a test, was in itself a storm, was in itself a wilderness that needed to roll out before his freedom or his miracle will land. Let's continue reading. We'll zoom in very soon. So we are going. So, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Okay, so I think this is the verse 12, the chapter 12. That is not what we're looking for. So 38, 39. I wish somebody drop it. Okay. So can you drop the 39 as well? So Jesus commanded, take away the stone. And Martha said, but Lord, the sister of the dead man, that is Martha, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days. For he has been there for 4 days. Thank you, Jacqueline, for listening that. So Martha, the sister of Lazarus, was like, Jesus, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. It should be by now, the head might be even rotting. There should be a bad odor that will emanate from the tomb. You see, that is we human beings. That is where our limitations end. We God sees beyond the supernatural, but we see within our limitations. So Martha was seen around a certain radius, but God that we serve, the one that lives in the beginning, was actually seen beyond. Because in the beginning he was there. So even when Lazarus died, he knew, and he knew when would be the set appointed time to go and raise him. If it were I and you, we would be in a rush. That because it did happen when they went and reported the incident to Jesus, he never rushed coming to raise Lazarus, but he waited for 4 good days. I believe that there have been a lot of prophecies, there have been a lot of things that motivational and inspirational message that have been preached to you, and you kept asking yourself, when are you going to see them coming to manifestation? When is Jesus coming to visit you and ensure that your miracle is delivered to you? You've asked yourself many questions because you're having countless of prophecy, you're having countless of seeds that you've sown, there have been countless of offerings that you've given out, there have been countless of good things that you've done to mankind. So you are just awaiting for God to drop your miracle. Because it's been too long. Mary and Martha, they thought, after going to complain the incidents to Jesus Christ, he will rush and just tell them that, hey, let's go, because that gentleman there is my brother. But he didn't do that. Anytime we see weakness, God sees strength in us. Anytime we see problems, God sees solutions. So Martha, the brother of Lazarus, thought that the brother had died 4 days, so the problem there will be the odor, that the man by now will be stinking, the whole place will be stinking. But God saw that moment that it is not an issue, it is not a problem. So our limitations always will block our miracles. So if we limit ourselves to what we hear, we limit ourselves to the things that we see around the environment, my sister, my brother, I believe we will not get to the promised land. We will not get to the purpose of which God has ordained us to receive. Because whenever you see a problem, God sees to be a solution. But it is left for you to just avail yourself and make a move. Because if you don't move, God doesn't move. And that is what happened to Abraham, until Abraham moved and God felt him. Because God knows everything. He knows actual, he knows our potential. But what he doesn't know, it is our emotions. So because God knows that, he doesn't know that if you kill a human being, how one will feel, but unless you put him in that capacity, he will not feel that. So when Abraham was about killing his only son, and that is where God felt it, because Abraham since the morning that they set off. He was just lamenting and just telling himself, so why would God ask me to kill my only son? This is the only son that he said he's a promised child. He's a promised child and he wants me to kill him. So you see, the God became empathetic. And so the moment he wanted to strike Isaac, God said, Abraham, I now know. So it means that Abraham made a move. There was a move that Abraham made that actually triggered God telling him that I now know that you love me. I don't know what you are doing this afternoon to trigger your miracle. And I don't know what you are doing this afternoon to stop or block your miracle. But anytime you see a problem, God sees a solution. Anytime you see a weakness in you, God sees the strength. God says that you can do it. You can make it. You need more than the eye, the physical eye, to see the things in heaven or what God has in stock for you. Believing is seeing and experiencing the supernatural. Do not limit yourself to the natural and miss the natural. Because once you limit yourself to the natural, you miss the supernatural. Hallelujah. A lot of hearts haven't seen God come through yet because we are holding God up. God wants you to release. Just avail yourself to drop in your blessings. And a lot of things that we are doing, we think we are so comfortable. We are still gossiping. We are still sinning. We are still, you know, doing all sorts of things. Things that is holding up our miracle. But God is ready to just drop it. God is ready to drop it. So this afternoon, if you release whatever you are holding on to, God will drop your miracle. We are always delaying and denying a supernatural. The supernatural that God wants to drop in us, we are always delaying and denying it to change our circumstances. God has a natural laws. You should understand that. That governs the world. And supernatural is where God decides his own laws. So if you want a certain law, if you want a certain miracle to come to your favor, if you want certain blessings to come to your favor, you have to leave the natural and enter into the supernatural so that you can tap the laws in which God uses to govern the supernatural. And that is where you begin to understand the things that you need to do to be able to tap into your blessings. So this afternoon, if you not limit yourself, if you not confine yourself within your comfort zone, but you tap into the supernatural realm of God, you are able to understand its law and you overrule on your life, then your blessings will be dropped. So in the case of Lazarus, Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, it took 4 good days. But you see, Jesus needed to do something before coming. You see, Martha and Mary thought that the mere fact they come to call the issue was. But you see, Jesus waited for 4 days before. He needed to consult his father before. He needed to ask God that if indeed he should go and raise Lazarus, even though the powers have been given to him, but he needed to seek powers from the supernatural. He came in the form of human, so he's now in a natural state. He has limitations because they wanted him to come. They were forcing that the environment will push you to do things beyond your reasoning. The society in which you find yourself will push you to doing things within your comfort zone. The church that you find yourself can push you to doing things that you are not pleased to do. But if you go on your knees and push yourself into the presence of God and ask God for his mercies and his miracles and power, I believe he will speak to you and you know the next move that you have to make. He did the same to Joshua when Moses died. Joshua wanted to limit himself to the things that Moses was actually doing. Because It took Moses so many years for him to realize that he had to move to the promised land. So Joshua wanted to also limit himself in that direction. But God told him, hey, no, make a move. Tread upon. If you go, you have to tread upon. Just step your foot upon the land. And that, once you do that, I will give that place to you. So we ought to understand that the environment can limit us. The environment can limit us. The society in which we live can limit us, can push us to a zone that can destroy our miracle or can block our miracle. I believe I'm making sense here. So, after 4 days when Jesus came, let's read the verse 40. Let's move on to 40. The verse 40. After 4 days, let's see now. 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Did I not tell you? So unbelief, the heart of unbelief, the state of unbelief can block your miracle. Your set time of miracle is in. But I'm trying to tell you that do not do things that will block you. So there was a state of unbelief. The society, the environment started talking about you. The environment started pointing fingers at you. The environment started telling you that you've been married for so long and you are not getting what you need. The fruit of womb is not coming. Your family people are also saying that. The environment is telling you that you completed school some years back, but you are still home and you are not working. The environment is telling you that, you know, your parents have taken you to school and you are not making good use of it. But if you focus on those words, they will limit your breakthrough. Because they will form a wall around you and you will not be able to see beyond, which is the supernatural. That is where God has for you. Hallelujah. So then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So verse 42. I knew that you always hear me. Many of us, we will listen to the message of God. We listen to God's people preaching, and we read the Bible. We do all sorts of things. But when it comes to delivery, when it comes to putting the things that we've been taught into practicals or into practice, then we begin to shiver. We begin to let disbelief and unbelief set in. And Jesus said, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. They may believe that you sent me. So it means that the number of days that Jesus took had a purpose. So after he actually said that, because when he got to the tomb, he raised his voice and he said, oh Lord, this is the time. So this clearly tells us that Jesus, before, when the issue was brought to him, he went on his knees and consulted God. So upon hearing the voice of God, that is his father, that is when he came, and he said, this is the hour. And the moment he said that, he shouted in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. So you see, so many a times you've prayed and you are not getting the solution. You still need to wait and release the things that will limit or block your blessings. Because when Jesus said, Father, let your will be done, it means that he had prayed and consulted his father. And the keys to raising Lazarus, the keys to raising the dead have been granted to him. The keys to your miracle is still hanging. But until you unfold and live certain lifestyle of yours, they will not be delivered unto you. Do not block your miracle, because your set time of miracle is here. You see, this is your set time for God to vindicate you. God is about to change your name from Jacob to Israel. But you need to release the things that will block your blessings. Is there anything too hard for our God to do? No. So why don't you come to Him and tell Him that, God, I'm sorry and I've wronged you. Now release the keys to my blessing. Release the keys to my miracle. You see, when you are pregnant, everything of yours changes. Everything about you changes. Your nose from head to toe changes. So it means that when your blessings are due, there are certain things that you begin to manifest. And there are times that a lot of people, their blessings are due, but they end up killing their own blessings. The same way when people are pregnant, they can end up killing their own baby in the stomach, even at the point of giving birth. So at the point of you delivering your breakthrough and your blessing, you can even obstinate it, you can even block it. But that is when you still remind yourself of the things that you've done in the past. You see, let me also say this. Before a testimony, there is a test. God will not give you a testimony without you going through a wilderness, without you going through a storm, without you going through challenges, without you going through things that will release your keys. So before a testimony, that is why when you are going to write an exam, they decide to do what we call black mark. Now, the black mark is to prepare you for a greater test or problem ahead of you. So in the black mark, you can even have invigilators, you can have lecturers that can even come closer to you and even show you even answers or direct you, because they are preparing you for the greater exams. Now, but in the real exams, when the exam is due, invigilators now become strict. They don't allow you to even copy or even turn your neck, because they believe that you had the chance to take a mock, to prepare yourself, to do all sorts of things in order to face the greater test. Every obstacle shall become a miracle, provided you are ready to turn it to so. You see, so now Jesus needed to move the stone before God will come in. So like I said before, we have to make a move before God will step in, because our miracles are with God. He's ready to unfold it when we are ready to make a move. So Jesus needed to first roll the stone, or somebody needed to roll the stone, because you've called Jesus to come in to help you. But there was a stone that had been laid in front of the tomb. And before Jesus stepped into it, in calling Lazarus, the stone needs to be rolled out. So in life, you need people to push you. In life, you need people to break the way so that you can connect to your divine breakthrough. In life, you need divine connection. In life, you need people to assist you to ensure God's miracle comes in. So you meet somebody where they try to tell you that, I can help you, I can assist you get this contract, I can do this. You see, if you try to reject it, if you try to play stubborn, it means that God will not fulfill those miracles. So Jesus needed somebody in the crowd. He needed men, needed women, he needed people in the crowd to actually roll the stone before he can call Lazarus. There are a lot of things that are blocking our miracles that we need. We need somebody to assist us in rolling. You need a pastor to pray for you. You need a seer. You need a prophet to be able to see the things that are hidden in the supernatural. So therefore, Jesus can come in to deliver or command your breakthrough. So when he had said this, in a loud voice, Jesus cried out. We live with our logic and we live in the limit that confines us. So Jesus now said, I need people to roll the stone. You need people in life to help you get connection. You need a man of God in your life to help your destiny plan to be established. You need people in life to teach you certain things. You need teachers in life to bring you in the path of goodness. Because Jesus himself needed people to roll the stone before he can call he can command a miracle. So people came in and now rolled the stone. So they removed the stone that was blocking Lazarus' miracle, because before Lazarus can come out, before Lazarus' opportunity can break forth, before that marriage can come on, before you can see that husband of yours, before the business can break through, before you can get that loan, before the miracle can come in, you need a stone to be rolled in front of you before you can tap into those blessings. So Jesus now asked the stone to be rolled out. And after the stone was rolled out, Jesus now shouted, cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, Lazarus, come out. You see, the time is ticking, the clock is ticking, and we need a kind of speed to activate our miracle. You see, we all here need people in life to move our stones for us. We all need people to ensure that our stones are moved, our obstacles are moved. That is why the Bible says that we should try to appreciate each other. You know, would you listen to each other, motivate each other? Because the mere fact you are motivated, the mere fact I'm telling you my issues, that is when you have a solution for me. But you have to be careful who you tell your problem, who you tell your issue. You have to be careful the people around you that you share your issue with. So it's not everybody, it's not anybody that you speak with or you share your problem with. Because the same people that you call your friends can deny you and even come and destroy you. Recently, look at what is happening on social media. And these ladies, they are friends. They know themselves. And they think or they thought they are friends with secrets. They are friends with benefits. So they were helping each other. But they never knew that a time will come when these same friends will deny them. These same friends will betray them. These same friends will ensure that the promised land in which they want to get to, they will never get to. You see, Samson did not listen to his parents when he needed, or when he was going to search for a woman to marry. If he had listened to his parents, he would have married within his hometown or village. But he did not do that. He knew what he was ahead of him. Samson did not limit himself to the natural, but rather looked beyond the natural to the supernatural, because that is where God governs, and that is where God has set the laws so that miracles can work. Okay, so
Samson then moved to marry the wife. And when he was going, like this morning we've said, when he was going, he went through the wilderness, he went through the desert, he went through the hard rocks. So it means that in search of his wife, he went through storms. And he did not allow those storms, he did not allow the wilderness, the thorns on the desert, did not allow the animals, the wild animals on the desert and also in the wild wilderness to stop him from going to get the wife. And you see what happened after he was able to succumb those storms, because he was fixing his eye on Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. So when Samson managed to go through, he now used the same means to destroy his enemies. It will surprise you that the storms and the problems you are going through, if you are able to overcome them and if you don't allow them to become a barrier to your miracle, the same storms will be used against your enemies. And you pick the keys to the supernatural, and so therefore your miracle will be given to you. You work with people within your workplace, and they are planning evil against you. They are doing all sorts of things against you. Even at a point that you can be asked to come home. They, in your minds, they think that they are jubilating or they are rejoicing because they've now worked out your exiting. But later did they know that your exit will be used later to glorify your maker, because God will now prepare you, and because you've learned lessons, you know now the kind of friends that you associate yourself with. So if you begin to understand that, you always enter into the supernatural and tap into your miracle. But if you don't do that and you limit yourself, then it means that your breakthrough can never come to you. We always need to speak in the past tense, not in the present tense. Because, you see, you need, Father, I thank you for doing that, blah, 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 blah. Because once you do that, he is ready to release our next faith or our next blessing to us. There are specific solutions or specific problems that require specific answers. Now, let's continue. So after Jesus rolled, the stone was rolled out and Jesus came in. So after a move was made, Jesus was still standing there because he ordered, he instructed that move the stone. I need people, I need men, I need women to move the stone. Until I believe those days when he ordered them, they were like, you this small boy, how can you order us to move a stone from the cemetery, the tomb? Who are you? Even though most of them knew Jesus, I believe they would have said that. So there are times in your life that you request the help of people. You are just awaiting people to come to your aid, so that scholarship that you've been awaiting for will be given to you, so that job will be given to you, so that promotion, that salary increment will be given to you. But you are still waiting for people to come and help you, but they are still not coming. My brother, my sister, I'm telling you that make another move. And once you make that move, that faith move, God will connect you divinely to another person. So the people, after realizing that, okay, even though this man is instructing us, let's see if after helping him, he can do what he wanted to do. People want to help you, but they are saying they will go and have a meeting, and then they will come. Okay, Yenshe, let's give him the money that he's requesting for. Let's give him that chance to operate and see if he can do that. I'm telling you, if you are given a chance of that sort, just call God to come in, and I believe you'll see that call. So let's move to the verse 44. Now, Jesus have actually cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Then the dead man, who is Lazarus, came out. Lazarus came out. And now, let's see what happened. Now, Lazarus is out, because the voice that spoke was the voice of Jesus. There's a voice speaking into your life this afternoon that come out from that environment that has confined you. Come out from that zone that is not letting you go off your sins, and that is blocking your miracle. So the dead man came out, which was Lazarus. And see the mystery here. Lazarus was still wrapped in cloth. So after he came out, he was bound. The other version will tell that he was bound from in the hand and the foot. So now, just picture yourself in that scenario. If your hands are tied, if your hands are bound with a wrapper, and you've been commanded to come out, there's a voice that is calling you out of the tomb. It means that you can't run. It means that you can't walk. The only thing that you will do is to shuffle. So, in tree, we'll say, over tree, will not, like you kind of jump, kind of. So you shuffle. So you over tree will not say, because you are still tied up, you are still bound with wrappers. So many of you, even though your set time of miracle has come, there's a miracle that has landed on you, but you are still not free. See, the voice of Jesus Christ called Lazarus, and Lazarus now he has been called up from the dead. He has been raised from the dead. Your miracle has been released to you. But my brother, my sister, I'm telling you that you are not yet liberated. You are not yet liberated. So until the cloth that was around Lazarus had been removed, he wasn't free. So the wrappers and the cloth were obstinating the liberation or the freedom of Lazarus. You can be out of a situation, you can be out of a problem that you've prayed for so many years, but I'm telling you, until you remove certain things around you, you are still in bondage. You are still not a free person. You are still not a liberated person. So Lazarus shuffled from the grave with his clothes on, bondage wrapped around him. And his face was about also with a napkin. Then said unto him, Jesus. So you see, there's another thing that your blessings have been released unto you by the mere fact that Jesus Christ shouted or used a loud voice and called you. And there is another mystery that will let Jesus tell them that they should lose you. Because now, if you are telling somebody to lose somebody, it means that the person is not free. The person is not free. The person is still under bondage. So Jesus, realizing that your miracle, your breakthrough, your job, your ministry, the fruit of the womb, the things that you require, and all the things that you require have been released unto you, but you are still not free. Our God is faithful to fail you, but you have now the opportunity to free yourself. So Lazarus had been called out from the tomb, but he wasn't losing yet. He wasn't liberated yet. So Jesus now said, the verse 44, "Loose him and let him go." Loose him and let him go. So just picture yourself that, let's say, one Christmas you've gathered money and you've bought a sheep or a goat, and you've tied the legs of the goat and the hands of the goat ready to kill it. But something tells you that I need to raise this goat for next year. So all that you need to do, you can't tie up the goat till next year or the next December. But all that you do is to let go of the goat, release him so that you can now roam around. And therefore, the goat now becomes a free person. But if you tie the person, the goat down, then it means that the goat is still in bondage. It means anytime you can kill the goat. So the same way our miracles have been delivered unto us through prophecies, through ministrations, through teachings, through the word of God, through visions and dreams. But I tell you that we are still not free. So the bondage that is around us is blocking our breakthrough. Hallelujah. Jesus then said unto them. Jesus did not tell one person. He said unto them. So it means that in life you still need people around you to help you push or establish that breakthrough. Because it takes man, before God will come in, it takes man to actually favor you. So before God will favor you or honor you, man has to set in. Your prophecy can be released to you, but God will not step down and come and hold your hands to that workplace or give you that liberation. You need people in life to connect you to places that your breakthroughs will be manifested. So Jesus said, the verse 44, John 11, 44, and Jesus said unto them. So he said unto them. He didn't say unto him, because the him was Lazarus, and Lazarus was still in bondage. Even though he had come out from the tomb, he was still in bondage. So he needed people around him to release him, to liberate him, to set him free, to make sure his breakthrough is established, is manifested. Your prophecies have come. There's a lot of prophecy that have been said unto you, a lot of things that have been said unto you. But you need people to get those prophecies manifested. Hallelujah. You are saying that you want your, for example, you want your husband or your wife to let's say buy you a car or buy you something or a gift. Let's put it that way, a gift. Now, but you have an attitude. You have an attitude that does not warrant your husband or your wife to step into that mode. So you are married, even though you are married, but there's an attitude that is still blocking you from gaining gifts from your partner. So until you release those attitude of yours, you will not be able to fall within the love that will attract gifts in your life. So therefore, you need people to advise you that there are certain attitudes of yours, there are certain lifestyle of yours that you have to change. If you don't change, you will not get the connection that you need. I believe that if you are looking for a job and you dress anyhow to the ministries or to the agencies that you are looking for a job, and you've been doing the same thing for years or months, you don't expect people to actually come to your aid. But you now need people around you to tell you that the kind of dressing that you are dressing or you've dressed, that is limiting you from getting that job. So after Lazarus had been called out of the tomb, Jesus now said unto them, release or loose him and let him go. So he said unto them, you need people to get connected to you to take you through your breakthrough. He said unto them, loose him, one, and two, let him go. So the dead man, Lazarus, had been called out from the tomb. Lazarus come out But Lazarus came out with robes tied around him. Lazarus came out with cloth still around him. Lazarus came out with nappings around his head. So he wasn't able to see within his limitation. He was still seeing within his limitation. He needed to see outside that which was the supernatural. But because the nappings were wrapped around his head, around his body, so he was just shuffling. He was just shuffling. So Lazarus wasn't free, even though he has been called out from the tomb. Until Jesus asked that people should help him release those cloths, release those nappings. I believe by now you are telling yourself that I've received a lot of prophecies. I've received a lot of ministrations. A lot of people have actually mentioned to me that, you do this, you do that, you own this business. But those things are still not manifesting. It's because your prophecy has been delivered unto you, but you are still in your clothes. You are still in that garment that will not allow you to run, to be liberated. So you keep shuffling. So many of us over the years, after our prophecies have been said, we have been shuffling. We have been shuffling because our clothes are still around us. We need people to release their clothes. We need people in government places to push us the things that we've done. I know of a brother, Apostle Enoch. He has released a song, which is one of the prophetic songs. But now he needs people to connect him to the right people so that the song can be played everywhere. So you see, he has had that breakthrough. There's a breakthrough that he's holding on to. He's able to record the song. So that is Lazarus out of the tomb. And now he needs people to realize that there is a cloud around him. He needs people to connect him to ministers, to big men, so that the song can be played everywhere and his breakthrough will now be manifested. So he now thinks that there's a breakthrough that he's holding on to. But until he gets people to connect with that, he cannot call that thing a breakthrough. And that was the same thing that Lazarus they did to Lazarus. Lazarus was out of the tomb as a breakthrough, as a miracle. It is just one of the miracles, because when after the people saw that, after the people saw Lazarus, after the people saw Lazarus, they marveled and they were shouting and giving praise to God. You see, after your miracle or your prophecy was said to you, I believe that evening you didn't sleep because you were happy. Hey, the man of God has actually said it all. Oh, I come abroad, boom. He has said everything that I need to. And now he's saying that my miracle is on the way. Good. Your miracle is on the way. But you need men, you need people to untie you. Lazarus' miracle was there, but he needed people to untie him before he could run. So that is why Jesus said, untie him. He told the people, untie him. But there is one mystery that we can also pick from here. Now, before Lazarus came out of the tomb, Jesus did something. I believe I said, he cried with a loud voice. And he actually mentioned the name of Lazarus. He said, Lazarus. Now, what this tells us that if Jesus hadn't mentioned the name of Lazarus, it means that in the cemetery, there are a lot of people who had died by that time. So if Jesus hadn't mentioned Lazarus' name, it means that when he cried and said, come out, I believe thousands of the dead would have been raising out by that time. And I believe people would have run they would take hail of whatever. They would run for their life. But Jesus, knowing you, said, so that means that your miracle is specific to you. That means that your breakthrough is specific to you. Jesus knows you because he knows you by name. Because when he went to the tomb after 4 days, he did not say that come out, because there were people already died, who have died in the cemetery and they've been buried. But Jesus only mentioned Lazarus because it means that it was a set appointed time for Lazarus to actually receive that liberation. Your set appointed time has actually come, and it is time for you to get your breakthrough. So Jesus is mentioning your name. Jesus is calling your name, that come out and receive your breakthrough. And that was happening to Lazarus. His name was mentioned and he received the breakthrough, because there were people, there were families that there that had had their people also buried in there. But Jesus only went in for Lazarus because Martha and Mary went and reported the incident to Jesus. And so many of us, we have issues that we are sitting on until God opens our files to the prophets and they are unable to tell us. We need to pray and ask God to reveal them to us through dreams. Because if we don't do that, he will not be able to come to us specifically. We have to go to him. We have to make a move. We have to demand for our breakthrough. We have to demand for our keys from Jesus. Then he can come to our aid. It may tarry. It may keep long. Because it took 4 days for Jesus to come. It may keep long. But you need to realize that Jesus knows your capability. He knows what you can handle at a particular time. So if your breakthrough is not there, if the marriage hasn't come, if that relationship is not working and you are still struggling, if that job is not coming, if that business contract is not forthcoming, what you need to do is to keep on praying. Because Jesus is working the thing for your own good. Because when Martha and Mary thought they had reported Lazarus' death to the best friend Jesus Christ, they thought he would have run quickly. No, but he didn't do that, but rather went on his knees and now asked God to intervene. So after he heard the voice of God, and that is when he rushed to the place and he said, roll out the tomb, and now said, God, your name be glorified. This is the time. This is the time. So it means that there's a voice that Jesus was connecting to release Lazarus' breakthrough. You need a voice to connect to your prayer. You need a voice to connect to your prayer to release your miracle to you. Your breakthrough is not late. It has been released unto you, but you have to avail yourself to receive it. Somebody cried, fire, 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 fire. Now, then many of the Jews that came around, they came to Mary and said, have seen the things of Jesus did? And do you believe him? You see, there are certain miracles that are coming on your way. There are certain breakthroughs that are coming on your way, that people who mock at you, people who laugh at you, people who make fun at you, will be the same people that will come and celebrate with you. There are people laughing at you, but after, because they think you cannot go through the trouble, the storm, the wilderness, the issues that you are going through. So when the set time of miracle comes, they will be the same people that will be gossiping, that will be broadcasting the issue for you. When your set time of job breakthrough comes, and you are sitting in your luxurious car, they will be the same people that will be telling on pitch phone and be telling and be calling people, hey, have you seen what God has done for this person? And then by then you'll be sleeping, but your enemies and your conspirators will be the same people who will be broadcasting your success and your breakthrough to people. And the Jews came to Mary And they were like Mary. So do you believe what that man has just done? Have you seen it? There are a lot of people in your life. No matter how or what you get in life, they will still not be happy. Because their aim was to see you always failing. Their aim was to see you always be in the house. Their aim was to see you begging. Their aim was to see your ministry collapsing. Their aim was to see you not getting married. Their aim was to see you not having that baby. Their aim was to see you struggling in life. But the moment the clock turns, the moment the hand of the clock turns, and they see God's miracle manifesting in your life, they'll be the same people now speaking good things and broadcasting your miracles. It did happen to Joshua. Even the promised land was given to him, but he was not the one who built on it. He was not the one who got oil from it. He was not the one who got the wealth out of it. He was not the one who fertilized the land. It was the Canaanites and the Hittite people and the Jebusite people who actually did all this. And these people were their enemies. So don't worry, my dear. Don't worry, my brother. The enemies that are fighting and conspiring against you, planning bad against you, they will be the same people God will use to manifest your miracle. It will be the same people God will use to connect you to great men so that your great sin will be fulfilled. I believe I'm making sense here. Because that man of Galilee is the man that we are serving. Let's look at the last verse, the John 11, the verse 47. Let's see what God, and I believe we all know, according to Hebrews 7:25, Jesus is our intercessor. So anytime we call on him, he will go to his Father and intercede for us and see the realms, and God will open your heart to him. And he will come to your glory. He will come to your aid. Because when Martha reported Lazarus' incident to him, Jesus needed to intercede. Because that has been written in Hebrews 7:25, that Jesus is our intercessor. If indeed Jesus is our intercessor, and so it means that the moment you go on your knees praying for a miracle, he has to go and intercede on your behalf. It might mean that you did something. It might mean that you are sinned. It might mean that you are not doing something right. But because he is our intercessor, he has to go and intercede on your behalf. So after God opening your house and forgiving you, then he will come and release your peace to your miracle for you. And that is what happened. That is why it took 4 days for Jesus to now return to the place where Lazarus had been buried. Because he needed to go and intercede for Lazarus and the family. And when he got there, he said, God, let your glory manifest. I'm now here. So even Jesus at that point did not even give the miracle keys to Lazarus by his hand, but he sourced the powers from above. So we need to speak to our issues. We need to speak to our situations. And that is when God will intercede for us. Hallelujah. As I bring the message to an end, I would like you to understand that your miracles can be handed to you. But that is not all. You need to liberate yourself. You need to free yourself before you can enjoy your miracle. So if you were somebody that you were looking for the fruit of the womb, I believe that you have friends that were around you, that were mocking at you, that were laughing at you, that were using your condition to actually mock at you. Now, if you receive that breakthrough, if you receive that baby, if you receive that conception, you need to break away from those people. And those will be the bond, those will be the wraps around Lazarus, those will be the napkins. So there are certain things in our lives until you go through a situation, you wouldn't know your friends. Until something happens to you, you wouldn't know the kind of friends you have.
Because even to the extent that some family people will even disown you. And I'm here to tell you that if your set time of miracle is here, once you get your miracle, don't keep those people. Because if you do that, they will be the same people to block the miracle. You might be having issue with your family or your husband, and then you confide in your friend. And this same friend will now pass and turn and come and be sleeping with your husband, or be saying things against you, your husband. Oh, you didn't quite like it. This is what your wife has been doing. So even leaving, divorcing. My dear sister, if you are able to break free from divorce, if you are able to break free from marital issue, please try to liberate yourself from those friends. Because until Lazarus came out and Jesus ordered that the cloth or the napkin to be removed, Lazarus was still in bondage. Even though he had come out, but he was still in bondage. So we need to understand our environment. We need to try to understand the environment in which we work within. The friends that we have, the families that we have, the people that we work with at work. People will be laughing with you. People will be eating in the same bowl with you. People will be drinking in the same cup with you. People will be doing things with you. They'll be sharing all sorts of things. They will go to the bar with you. They will go to the beaches with you. They'll do things normally with you. But within them, they hate you. Within them, they don't like you. So when you are able to break free and your set time of miracle comes, do not block your miracle by allowing those people to still be around you. Lazarus, I believe, after coming out, was able to sack some friends from away from him. Was able to break free from something, because I believe when he died, there were people going around and saying that it's a Lazarus the minimum. Only as in your OTN, you see, when you fall in the ditch, when you fall in the pit, people will be saying all sorts of things against you. But later did they know that the breakthrough of Lazarus was on its way. Later did they know that your set time of appointed time of your marriage is on its way. Later did your enemies and your friends know that your job opportunity is on its way. Later did they know that the laughter, the mockery, and all the things that they are saying against you is working and turning for your own good. Joseph's brothers meant evil, but later did they know that God meant good. And they God used his situation to bring liberation and total peace into his family. As I end this program, it's my prayer that God will give you the keys to be able to enter the supernatural, and you leave the natural and experience the supernatural, where God governs with the law of breakthroughs and miracles. Until you don't leave the natural, the limitation, to enter into the supernatural, your miracle will not be released unto you. Because if you want to work in a state house or flash staff house, there are laws there. There are laws that govern the state. So the moment you find yourself in a flash staff house, it means that you have now tapped into the policies and the procedures, the ethics that works there. If you are not comfortable there, it means that you are comfortable with your previous work, so you have to go back. But the moment you find yourself in a different working zone, it means you have to abide by the law. So you have to move from the natural to the supernatural, where God operates, before you can tap into your breakthroughs. Because in the supernatural, that is where laws have been made to govern and release our blessings. God does not work in the natural form. He works in a supernatural form, and He releases them to angels to deliver them in our natural states. Because before the prayer goes in there, and that is why the Bible speaks around Revelation and says that when there's an angel that is standing at the altar waiting for our sacrifice, our offerings to mix with our prayers. The moment your sacrifice and your offerings, offer a ring, your covenant comes in contact with your prayers, there's a smelling incense. There's a fragrance that emanates from the altar, and it moves God, and God releases your blessings and your breakthrough to you. This afternoon, I'm leaving you with a message that continue praying, continue mixing your prayers with your covenants, continue mixing your prayers with your sacrifice, your seeds, your offerings. And I'm telling you that a time will come that the angels will mix them up, and they will turn as a fragrance and a very sweet scent in front of God, and it will move God to drop your miracle. May you receive the miracle that you've been waiting for years in the name of Jesus. May you receive that breakthrough that you've been yearning for from the past 3 years, 1 month, 2 years. May you receive that purpose. May you receive that appointment. May you receive that grace. May you receive that mantle. May you receive that relationship. May you receive that finances. May the loan be granted to you. May the opportunities be open to you. May the doors be open to you. May you make a move from today. Because if you don't move, God will not move. If you don't move, God will not move. So may the power of God move you from your natural state to the supernatural state to experience the things that God has for you. As we drop, your breakthrough is on its way, because God is too faithful. God is too faithful. God is too faithful. God is too faithful to fail you. It happened to Job, but Job stood firm, and he was able to overcome the storm that was a violent disturbance of his atmosphere. The storm was a disturbance to his atmosphere, with strong winds and unusual rains and thunders. But Job was able to stand firm. There are satanic storms that comes our way. There are satanic friends that comes our way. There are certain families that we mingle with. There are certain people that we find our life with. But they tend to give us a resource that does not benefit our life. That does not benefit our life. This afternoon, I release the blood of Jesus to fertilize your destiny so that you can move forward in the name of Jesus. May your destiny receive total freedom from problem expanders in the name of Jesus. Every satanic bullet lodging in your body that is obstinating you from achieving your miracle, that is blocking you from obtaining that mercy, that is blocking you from obtaining that job, and what you've been waiting for long, may it backfire in the name of Jesus. May the star and your glory refuse to be silent. Speak in the name of Jesus. Release your star and your glory to speak in your favor. I lift up powers holding every enticement of yours, and I hand over to you in the name of Jesus. Everything that is holding onto your enticement, everything that is holding onto your breakthrough, everything that is holding onto your glory, everything that is waiting, holding onto that profession that you've been yearning for, I lift it up in the name of Jesus unto you, and I hand them over to you in the name of Jesus. May the goodness and progress that has never happened in your life, in the life of your father, in the life of your mother, happen to you. May you receive good news from today. May the goodness and progress come to you in the name of Jesus. Any evil priest ministering against your life at evil altars, receive the sword of God in the name of Jesus. Any power using your name for evil assignment, so therefore blocking your miracles, lose your hold in Jesus' name. Say that you will not die before your glory appears in the name of Jesus. Your own Father God, let the candle of the wicked be put out in the name of Jesus. Let the candle of misfortune be put out in the name of Jesus. Let the candle that stops us from receiving our breakthrough be put out in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your anger be breakfast, lunch, and dinner of everybody in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I release the catastrophe and poverty upon the power assigned to rubbish our destinies in the name of Jesus. Any power thinking evil concerning you will die in the name of Jesus. Every household witchcraft monitoring the sources of your life, angles of the living God, smit them in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand covering the glory and your breakthrough and your destiny life from shining brightly, be roasted in the name of Jesus. Begin to give praise to God, 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 give praise to God. We thank you, Rabbi Zikete Dedeshoko. Oh yes, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this moment. We thank you, Lord, for this moment. I believe you are blessed. I believe you are blessed. I believe you are blessed. Do things that will not block your miracle. Do things that will not block your miracle. We thank God for your life. We thank God for your life. Oh Lord, I thank you this morning. I thank you for you seeing me. I thank you for placing in me your spirit and using me as a vessel to deliver this message. From today, I avail myself for you to do greater among things. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, may God bless you. 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 Love you, Father. Bless you, Father. Father, bless you, Father. Father, bless you. Love you, Father. Father, bless you, Father. Father, bless you. Love you, Father. Father, bless you, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, give a clap of thanks to God, 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 give a clap of thanks to God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. If you've not followed us, click on the follow button and invite friends. Tell the good news to friends and families so that anytime we come online, you receive the notification. You receive the notification so that you can join us and worship together. Shalom. I pray and release your keys, your breakthroughs and miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Shalom. See you. See you soon. See you soon. God bless you, Papa. Eben, I appreciate you. God bless you, Apostle Eben. God bless you, Jacqueline, for coming. God bless you, Tina Dakun. God bless you. 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 God bless you all for joining in. God bless you, Oba.
Oba Penny, God bless you for joining. God bless you, Papa Eben. God bless you. 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 I appreciate you all. And without you guys, there's nothing that we can do. Without you, we cannot forget what God has placed in us. Without you, God bless you, Miss Amelia. Miss Amelia, Miss Amelia, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You can serve yourself as a music player, and when it's time, I'll sign off. God bless you, Maso Asante. 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 God bless you. There are some men of God that join, and I bless all of you, and I salute all of you. And until we meet again, to meet again, it's Shalom from here. Okay, Elon, Felicia, Humphrey, all of you, God bless you, God bless you. Enyanya, Apostle Enoch, Sophie Collins, Diamond, all of you, God bless you. Shalom. You are blessed beyond measure. I love you all, and follow us so that you can receive more alerts and more mysteries that will be revealed to us in the next coming days. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Me don't forget you. Me my amo. Oh my, any man who has seen. Me don't forget you. Me my amo. Oh my, many men who has seen. Don't forget yes, be my amor.
Oh, blessed one. So let's just enjoy this song from Uncle Ankatu.
Can we go to church?
Let us enjoy this from Ankatu. Oh, Baba Ziko Koko Chole.
Yet you are Sidaka.
Why the song keeps changing?
God bless you, Jacqueline.